It is time to check in with Scott Petrek of the Chronicle Telegram. Follows the Browns. You can follow him at Scott Petrek on Twitter or the brand new BrownsZone.com, or everything is orange and brown, or sunny. I don't know, sunny. It's a good looking orange and brown this year, Scott. At least it seems. I mean, we're 3-0, right, in the preseason. Better than being 0-3. And we get word over the weekend. We know who will start against the Pittsburgh Steelers on opening day.
Yeah, I think there's more reason to be excited about the season than there probably was a couple of weeks ago. 3-0 is fine. I mean, it's way better than 0-3, like you said. But to me, the big excitement comes around Deshaun Kizer. You know, we don't know if he's going to turn out to be the franchise quarterback that they've been looking for forever. But he's taken steps to make you think he could be. And, you know, for years we said, oh, man, in Philadelphia they have Carson Wentz. At least that's a reason to be excited. Or Dallas has Dak Prescott. Or you're down the line with the young quarterbacks you can be excited about. Marcus Mariota in Tennessee, Jameis Winston in Tampa Bay. Well, the Browns might have that guy. He looks like a franchise quarterback. He's smart. You've seen him get better throughout the preseason. And now the Browns are going to give him the chance. And he's going to be your starter week one, and not only week one. He's going to be your starter, I think it's fair to say, all season, unless he gets hurt or is really a disaster. So the season's about seeing what Deshaun Kizer can do.
You make the reference, he looks like a, you know, starting a quarterback you could have. What are we seeing out of him? Is it the throws? Is it his poise? Is it just kind of he seems to be what we've been missing?
Well, it starts with his size. I mean, he's 6'4", 233 pounds. So, you know, you compare him to a guy like Colt McCoy that was here, or Johnny Manziel, who was a first-round pick for the Browns. And those guys were 6 foot, you know, they were tiny, they couldn't see over the line. Even Cody Kessler, who played last year, 6'1", didn't have a big arm. Well, Kizer's got all the physical talent you're looking for. He's big, he can run, and he's got a big arm. And we knew that coming out, and he's shown it since he's been here. He makes big throws down the field. He throws the ball in a line. He makes every throw you need to be successful in the NFL. And then on top of that, you've seen him, or at least Hugh Jackson, who made the decision to start him, has seen him grab the playbook and master it to whatever degree he needs to run the offense in the NFL. He said the biggest growth is how he understands how defenses are trying to play him. And he's gotten better at that through the 3 weeks of the preseason. And then what's really impressed me, and Hugh Jackson's mentioned it too, is how he looks inside the pocket. You know, you can't tell that in training camp because you're not allowed to get hit. Once you get to the preseason games, you know, they can take you to the ground and tackle you. And he handles himself well. He stands tall in the pocket. When there's pressure around him, he doesn't look to take off immediately. He has really nice, subtle movements in the pocket where he creates enough space to make a throw. And to me, he's looked really good in that area, and it makes you think, okay, this guy keeps his head down the field. He's not worried about getting hit. There's just been a lot of kind of small things that you go, okay, this guy looks like he's got the potential. Now, I think there's going to be plenty of rough patches. You know, the guy's only 21 years old. He didn't play a ton at Notre Dame. But at least you see the ingredients to say, hey, let's see what this kid can do over a long period of time.
Scott, when you look at this, does he have the receivers, the tight ends he needs to succeed?
Well, I mean, that's a huge question, and I think the answer right now is no. That would be no matter who was playing quarterback for this team. I think, and I've been saying for a long time, that I just don't think they've put the right supporting cast together to support whoever's playing quarterback. Yes, they're going to be able to run the ball, which helps a quarterback. Yes, the offensive line's improved, which helps a quarterback. And the defense is better, which helps a quarterback, because you're not going to need to score 35 points a game to win. But the biggest help for a quarterback is somebody that he can throw the ball to. And Corey Coleman bailed Deshaun Kizer out a couple of times on Saturday night in Tampa with really nice catches. And that's the kind of play Kizer needs around him, but there's not enough of that. Kenny Britt has not been good in the first three preseason games, you know, but he's a veteran with a track record, so you hope he gets better. But after that, it's all question marks. No number three receiver has stepped up. The tight ends, you know, David Njoku, the number 29 pick, is a rookie. He's only 21 years old. He's been dealing with back issue, an ankle issue, hasn't played a ton. You know, that's what I'm worried about, is that they're not going to be able to support him enough, and then just puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback where he feels like he has to kind of make all the plays himself, and that's not how you want the rookie to kind of develop.
Scott, because of what you just said, my fear is defenses will, you know, stack the line of scrimmage, blitz on nearly every play, and stifle the running game, and that'll create another problem.
Yeah, I could see that happening. Now, you see that a lot, I think, with regardless of who the rookie quarterback is, but then you got to make the defense pay for that. Now, the good thing is Kaiser can throw the ball down the field. So he stretches the defense that way. You know, you can't bring all your safeties to the line of scrimmage because he can go over the top. So, you know, he'll be able to offset that a little bit. And I think what else Hugh Jackson will try to do is, and we didn't see any of it against Tampa, but we did against the Giants, is bring in that zone read where it gives the defense something else to think about, and Kaiser has some running threat. Now, you don't want to get your quarterback hit, and that was a problem for him with the, against the Giants because he took a couple big hits. But that's another way for Hugh Jackson to keep the defense off balance, which you can't really do with the Cody Kessler or Brock Osweiler, but you can do with DeShone Kaiser. But until there's at least two big-time receiving threats, it's going to be tough for Kaiser. And it puts more pressure on Hugh Jackson as a play caller to kind of scheme guys open rather than it's one-on-one, you beat your man. You kind of have to not trick it up, but it comes more from a design aspect, and that's hard to do because defensive coordinators know what plays you're going to call.
Scott, has there been a player, or maybe two, that really came out of the blue, so to speak, and you're really high on?
Yeah, I'll give you one on both sides of the ball. On offense, rookie running back Matthew Days, he was the second last pick of the draft, just kind of an afterthought. He's looked really good. And, you know, you're trying to figure, okay, where, once you get to the regular season, where does this kid fit in? And, you know, if they might play Duke Johnson as a slot receiver, because we just talked about they don't have a number three receiver, so I think you're going to see Duke Johnson play there a decent amount. And then you could see this Matthew Days is your third down running back, because you can't have Isaiah Crowell on the field all the time. So, I think he's going to play a decent amount as a rookie. And then on defense, Trevon Cooley, the defensive lineman, defensive tackle, who the Browns signed to the practice squad at the end of last season, didn't register with me at all. He was here all offseason, wasn't even thinking about him. And all of a sudden, he starts working his way up the depth chart, and players start mentioning him. Now he's going to be your week one starter at defensive tackle next to Danny Shelton, assuming Danny Shelton gets healthy from this knee injury. So he's come a long way, and that's a position with a lot of depth. You know, Desmond Bryant just got cut, the veteran. You drafted two guys, and Larry Ogunjobi and Caleb Brantley, and yet it's going to be this unknown guy who's going to be your starter.
Who's kicking the ball this season? We had a lot of field goals in this win over Tampa Bay, but who's going to be there in September, on September 10th?
Yeah, it's undecided. I think Cody Parkey has a slight edge. You know, he made the couple kicks against Tampa. Zane Gonzalez, a rookie, missed the 55-yarder wide left. I'll tell you what, to me, they're both NFL kickers. Both have really strong legs. Both of them better than average in the preseason and training camp. Hugh Jackson said it's going to come down to the final week. I expect Parkey to win it, but you never know because Gonzalez was a draft pick. I know he was only a seventh rounder, but he was a draft pick. So sometimes the front office gives that guy the edge if it's close. So it'll be interesting, but I'll tell you this, whoever gets cut, I think winds up with another team.
Well, that's the thing with these kickers. You can't just, if you cut them, the other guy's not going to be there. If something happens to your kicker down the road, it's sometimes musical chairs with kickers in the league, that's for sure.
Yep.
One other thing is just Jabril Peppers. I guess he's going to be a safety. That's where they're just going to slot him, or they're just going to use him as best they can, whenever they can.
Well, they're going to use him a bunch. I mean, they're going to use him as a punt returner and probably a kickoff returner, and I think you'll see him is a little bit as a Wildcat quarterback, but on defense, he's going to play free safety. And that's a surprise because when they drafted him, Hugh Jackson said he was a strong safety. When he played at Michigan, they needed him at the line of scrimmage, so he played linebacker. And when they drafted him, you know, I was skeptical because I thought he was a guy that didn't fit anywhere. I wasn't sure where the Browns would play him. I thought that's high to take a guy that you don't know what position he's going to play. And he's really settled in at free safety. He's shown the athleticism and the quickness and the ball skills to play in the deep center field, you know, the deep middle of the field. And I've been really impressed with this kid. He's smart. He's getting guys lined up in the backfield. He's really impressed me. And if you all of a sudden you think, okay, you got Myles Garrett at number one, who's been really good. You got Peppers at 25, who's been real good. You got DeShone Kizer at 52, and he's got a chance to be your starting quarterback. You say, hey, if these guys pan out, then this is a big-time draft class that might be, you know, the real key to turning this around.
Absolutely. It's good to see our draft picks actually being on the field and not wondering why did we select them. So.
Exactly.
Up next Thursday against the Bears, what are we going to see there? I mean, some things have already been decided. Who gets to play? What becomes out of this final preseason game?
Yeah, you're not going to see a lot of starters play. Hugh Jackson has not decided yet if Kizer will play at all. I feel like he's leaning toward not. Because if you're going to play him, you only play him a couple series. And then you got to weigh, is it worth getting him eight more reps versus – he might get hurt because you're playing your backup offensive line. So, to me, the big decisions are going to come. Backup quarterback, do they play Brock Osweiler? Have they committed to getting rid of Osweiler, which would mean they probably have to sign a veteran quarterback because you don't want to go into the season with three guys on your roster who've never won a game in the league. So it's backup quarterback, the kicker competition, like we mentioned. I think David Njoku will get snaps because they need to get him up to speed as fast as they can because they plan on playing him a lot. And then it's all those bottom of the roster positions. Who's going to be on the defensive line rotation? Who's going to be the backup secondary guys? And then does anybody step up at receiver to be that third and fourth guy?
All right. Well, things are progressing in an upward trajectory. That's what we like to see as the season 2017 gets underway. And we're talking with Scott Petrick of the Chronicle Telegram, also at Scott Petrick on Twitter. You can also check out brownszone.com to find out all that's happening with the Cleveland Browns. Scott, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.